greetings everyone and welcome to the Law Hour and Editorial Review. The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. The Law Hour is an educational service in the public interest. I'm your narrator, George Gordon. The Law Hour and Editorial Review is heard nationally 7 days a week here in the United States and in more than 75 countries around the world over the Internet. For more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, please visit our webpage at georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. The Law Hour and Editorial Review brings you important information about law, news, and current events. So stay tuned for tonight's special report on rare earths and forbidden cures when we come back. Hey, let me ask you this. What do you think's wrong with the Ten Commandments? Well, it's pretty obvious that something is wrong with the Ten Commandments because they've been banned from our public schools, banned from our public institutions, and banned from our national consciousness. Instead of these 10 simple, time-tested laws, we now see the 10 planks to the Communist Manifesto in their place. And now they teach the 10 planks to the Communist Manifesto in our public schools, public institutions. We've made them a part of our national psyche. And you know, this is a pretty radical change in our political and moral outlook over the past 50 years, don't you think? Are you aware that your daughter couldn't receive an aspirin in your public school without your consent, but she can have an abortion? That's right, an abortion arranged through that same public school nurse without even your knowledge, much less your consent. That's why I contend that the solution to this moral perversion and national insanity is to go back to what worked. Let's go back to the Ten Commandments and the Mosaic Law. Our founding fathers practiced and advocated the Ten Commandments, and they even put 22 principles of that law into our federal constitution. And there's still one school left in America that teaches this entire Mosaic Law, the Ten Commandments, and all 759 statutes, judgments, and commandments, as well as the penalties and the 33 benefits for their observance. You know, every law has a penalty. And you don't have to know what that law is to suffer the effect. So whether you call it the Mosaic Law, the Law of God, the Common Law, Natural Law, or Karma, or something else, it's automatic. It works just like AIDS, herpes, and VD, which just happens to be the natural penalty for adultery. Now, if you'd like more information, why don't you call and order my free general law CD package? That's the place to start. It's a 4-hour commentary on the law in general. It's educational, it's informative, it's entertaining. Best of all, it's free. You can call right now. The number's 417-273-4967. If you're online, just go to the website, georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org, and click on to the email. Send us an email request for that free general law CD package. Again, georgegordon.org, or call direct, 417-273-4967. All right, we're reviewing a book called Rare Earths. This is one of those 1 in 100 books. If you read 100 books, you might find one as good as this, one that has as much down-to-earth information and knowledge, something that's worth spending your time so that you can learn something, as this book called Rare Earths. Remember the guy that wrote it? His name is Joel Wallach. And I imagine we ought to give his wife a little credit, too. Her name's on the front page here. It says Malan, M-A-L-A-N, M-D, M-S. I don't know what an M-S is, but she's an M-D. He's a B-S, in addition to being a D-V-M and an N-D. You know these people are smart. They got letters after their names. And if you'd like to get a copy of the book, I would suggest that you call first 1-800-755-4656. That's 1-800-755-4656. Or you can write to Post Office Box 1222, Bonita, California, 91908. Again, that's P.O. Box 1222, Bonita, B-O-N-I-T-A, California, 91908. Chapter 7 talks about genetic potential. You ever notice that on the 6 o'clock news, they talk about the genes? I was watching ABC the other night, and they got a program on there about rare diseases. And it's pretty interesting. And I watched it. It's about an hour long. And they've got these unusual diseases, and then they've got the allopathic medical doctor. He diagnoses it, and then he comes in, and he treats it, and then these people walk out, and they're just happy as clams at high tide. Sometimes they come along and they say, well, this is a genetic disease. Genetic. Wallach has something to say about genetic disease and genetic potential in Chapter 7. He said, Pasteur brought about a revolution in medicine by associating bacteria or germs with disease. His work carried through to the late 1930s when penicillin was discovered. During that nearly 200-year period, it was thought that most disease, including cancer and mental disease, was caused by bacterial germs. The discovery of the century. Everything in medicine was geared towards this bacteria theory. Culture techniques, vaccines, antibiotic after antibiotic appeared to save us from bacterial disease. Well, after World War II, viruses became important. Techniques in identification and propagation. Cell cultures were developed. And every effort was made to attribute every disease from cancer to mental disease to some viral cause. Then the electron microscope. Monkeys for vaccine production were the tools of the day. Virus technology was the discovery of the century. The development of genetic mapping techniques has become the discovery of the century. Today, everyone knows that genetic defects cause everything from body odor to cancer and mental disease. Well, does that sound familiar? Unfortunately, the appearance of every new scientific tool brings with it the great scientific con, and that is grant getting. With fever pitch support from the scammed public, how can Congress refuse us the information and the tools that we need for better health? The truth of the matter is, genetic defects are no more the cause of disease than is it a fact that all rivers run upstream. The terrible parallel between the medical fever over bacteria, viruses, and genetic engineering is that preceding each and every one of these discoveries of the century was the development of a laboratory technique such as bacterial culturing, light microscope, viral culturing, cell cultures, electron microscopes, genetic mapping, amniocentesis, test tube babies. Actually, veterinarians had been freezing semen and fertilizing and implanting eggs, test tube babies, for 50 years before the allopathic medical doctors even dreamed of it. And the ultimate genetic engineering is now one of the tools used to con the public. In both the viral answer and the genetic answer, huge sums of money were drawn out of government coffers and private pharmaceutical firms for research and development. Patents, stock options, and public offerings on the stock exchanges, they flow freely. Unfortunately, none of these answers have yet won the war on cancer or any other genetic disease. Now, the human does have a genetic potential for physical and emotional perfection and an upper genetic limit for height and longevity, as does a flamingo, an angelfish, a cat, a dog, or an elephant. The human genetic potential includes a disease-free life with a programmed potential for longevity of 100 to 140 years. Attaining your genetic potential, the upper limits of what we can have out of life, or physical and emotional perfection and optimal longevity, begins before the beginning. What do you mean, before the beginning? Well, contrary to public belief, our biological responsibilities as parents begin before conception. Preconception nurturing of your body, male and female, however, the major responsibility is weighted toward the woman, as embryonic success is dependent 100% on the female's nutrition. and it's essential to success, and it's a must if you are sexually active for a variety of reasons. First of all, the beginning of a new life in animals and man is referred to as an embryo. And until complete development occurs 90 days in the human, at which time the embryo becomes a fetus, the progression from a fertilized egg to an embryo to fetus occurs in the first trimester, first one-third of the pregnancy. In all mammalian species, with the exception of the marsupials, and in marsupials, the baby is born as an embryo and finishes development in the mother's pouch. During the 90 days of embryonic development in man, all body tissues, organs, and systems are formed, connected, and jump-started, leaving only the increase in size from a mouse-like human at 90 days of gestation to about 6 to 10 pounds in human fetus form at term or birth. Now, the complexity of the events leading to the neural streak on the embryonic disc becoming parallel neural ridges, which quickly rise from the disc and meet forming the neural tube, which is destined to become the brain and spinal cord, including the 12 cranial nerves, the retina of the eye, the auditory nerves, glossal nerves of the tongue, and the great vagus nerves that originate in the brain and innervate the organs of the chest and abdominal cavity. The segmental development of the muscular system and the peripheral nerves, the wonder of the formation of the four-chambered heart that is intimately integrated with the entire vascular system, made up of miles of arteries, veins, and capillaries. The ventral enfolding of the embryonic disc that becomes the thoracic and the abdominal cavities, complete with heart, lungs, liver, pancreas, stomach, gut, genito, urinary tract for reproduction and controlling wastes from the blood, and the endocrine system that provides the push-pull controls over the body's development. Physiological cycle, sexual and metabolic control and maintenance, and lastly the DNA, RNA, and the tens of thousands of subcellular enzyme cycles, pathways, and systems that control emotions, sexual drive and preferences, eye color, height, potential, and life itself, or some of the miracles of life that ignite during this period. The nutritional requirements of the egg. Hang on here while I turn the page. The nutritional requirements of the egg, sperm, the chromosomes in the egg and the sperm, the genes on the chromosomes are exquisitely critical before conception, during the embryonic period, during the fetal period, and during the life outside of the uterus until we die. Chromosomes and genes are critical in their second-by-second requirement for minerals, trace minerals, rare earths, vitamins, amino acids, and essential fatty acids. Now, because of the failure of Americans, and the rest of the world too, in our food supplies to meet these hypercritical needs for nourishment of the chromosome, gene, sperm, and egg, 15% of Americans are now infertile, generating a whole new specialty of fertility doctors preying financially on hopeful parents-to-be. The sperm count of men has dropped by 50% in the United States over the past 100 years, and 10% of our babies are now born with emotional, that is, learning disabilities, homosexuality, antisocial behavior, hyperactivity, and or chromosomal and or physical neural tube defects, such as Down's syndrome, spina bifida, encephalopathy, hydrocephalus, cerebral palsy, necessitating whole new medical specialties in pediatric disability problems. Additionally, millions of people are born every year with totally unnecessary physical defects, for example, cleft palate, cleft lip, heart defects, hiatal hernias, umbilical hernias, extra and webbed digits, many of which are thought to be genetic. Genetic defects, Down syndrome, muscular dystrophy, cystic fibrosis, diabetes. At least, it's thought to be a genetic defect by the allopathic medical profession, but in reality, it's a nutritional deficiency. Now, injury to the chromosomes and genes of the human egg and sperm can be caused by radiation. Very little of this happens because everyone is very aware not to expose their eggs and sperm to X-rays. Toxic chemicals, prescription drugs, alcohol, and micronutrient malnutrition, either overt malnutrition, deficiencies of minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and essential fatty acids, or the malnutrition of maldigestion and or malabsorption. Injuries or birth defects, for example, physical, emotional, biochemical, and behavioral that occur in the embryo and fetus and show up at birth regardless of cause are not genetic, and they are in fact preventable, every one of them. So let's take, for example, Down's syndrome. For all of its characteristic exterior features of domed forehead, medial canthal eye folds, lowered IQ, and high risk for certain heart defects, it is the trisomy or the extra chromosome 21 that is the basis for Down syndrome. Even as you read this chapter, the allopathic medical doctor believes that the trisomy or of Down syndrome is a genetic or chromosomal defect that only manifests itself primarily in women over the age of 35. Statistically, the over 35 rule of thumb was true when women had 8 to 10 children. The poor woman would be depleted of minerals by the time she was over 35, so the last two or three embryos were at higher risk for this trisomy. Today, the teenage mother is no longer a rare phenomenon. They're having babies at an ever-increasing rate, and they have a higher risk of having babies with birth defects, including Down syndrome, than does the mother over 35. And that's because they drink Coca-Cola and eat pretzels and potato chips. They and their babies are at higher risk because of teenagers' poor dietary habits, plus the fact that teen mothers are still children themselves, requiring huge amounts of micronutrients to deal with puberty. They, in fact, compete with their own embryos for the limited or the non-existent vitamins and minerals in their bodies. Now there's a disease here called cystic fibrosis, and he's got a whole section in here on this cystic fibrosis. I'm not going to cover it. But in this chapter, he goes through about 10 diseases and tells you what the mineral or the trace element is that causes this disease. Kids, you can go into any health food store and you can buy these nutritional elements. It doesn't cost a whole bunch of money. In fact, it's fairly inexpensive. The other day I took a look at our cabinet over here and I saw an item in there called selenium. I told the wife the other day, I said, you know, I was on the air the other day, and I was trying to remember what it is that's in our water supply. And it's chlorine in the water supply, and I couldn't get my neuroconnectors to put together chlorine. Then the other one is fluoride, chlorine and fluoride. Now, it's a matter of memory, and a lot of times they'll say to you, well, you know, it's your Alzheimer's disease. And as we get older, we have more and more of these nutritional needs because over the years we've consumed, used up what we had in our body or what we had when we were young. That's assuming that you had it to start with. You know, you take a young mother eating potato chips and drinking sucking Cokes, she doesn't have very much in the way of nutrients to start with. And then when she's pregnant, then she's competing, as he pointed out here, for those nutrient additives, you know, selenium or iron or copper or whatever it is. So the baby is then born with Down syndrome or with a cleft palate. or with some other birth defect. So all of these birth defects are mineral deficiencies, and he identifies each and every one of them. Each and every one of them. And then he goes through as a veterinarian, he says, you know, look, if cattlemen had the kind of birth defects that we have in the general population of the United States, it would bankrupt a cattleman. He couldn't survive that. And he's got a section in here, and he points this out. He said, you take a cow, she has a calf, and the calf dies, or the calf has birth defects or something like that, and she can't raise the calf. The cow for one entire year is a waste. Her total cost of feed and care has to be borne as a loss, plus the loss of the sale of the calf at the end of the year. Now, humans don't see their offspring as being valuable. They see their offspring as just being something. Unless, of course, that offspring turns out to be a liability. Then all of a sudden we want the government to step in. The other day I saw that there's a case of twins. I think it was on the news last night. These twins are conjoined twins. Call them Siamese twins, what they used to call them when I was a kid. And anyway, these twins have to be separated. I don't know what the cost is, $1 million, $2 million, you know, to separate those twins. Okay, well, those twins are caused by nutritional deficiencies and trace element deficiencies. He's got a section in here on that. Now, of course, if $40 worth of trace elements from the health food store would prevent Siamese twins, can you imagine the loss that that would engender to the medical community? You know, the medical community makes their money not in prescribing $40 worth of trace minerals like selenium or iron or copper. They make their money with rotor rooters and bypass surgery and separating conjoined twins. I mean, that's where the big bucks are. That's where the money's at. And it's the insurance companies that are paying those bills, and or it's the government and the taxpayer that is paying that. And that's why Wallach here is pointing out that these PhDs and these medical doctors and these researchers and big corporations that are in the medical field putting out their initial public offerings, you know, for their various wares over here, are sucking off the public trough. Now, I'm not here to tell you that you shouldn't do that. I don't care what you do. I don't want to participate in it, and I'm going to spend the $40 and then urinate it down the drain and store it out there in my septic tank. I want my body to have all of the nutrients that are available so that I don't come down with any of these diseases. You can make your own decision as to what you want to do, but I think Wallach hit the nail on the head when he said this concept of genetic disease is just another methodology created by the medical profession to con the public to make more money. And if you want to participate in it and help the medical profession make more money, get after it. Well, how can the classic delayed genetic disease such as Down syndrome appear at incredible rates in our child mothers? It is true that Down syndrome is congenital, that is, born with the deficit, born with the defect. And it's true that there is a chromosomal defect, for example, the trisomy 21. However, it is not true that Down syndrome is genetic. Down syndrome is in fact the result of a preconception zinc deficiency, which produces a chromosomal DNA injury or defect similar in nature to the changes created by radiation. Again, it is interesting to point out that radiation, despite all of its horrible potential for chromosomal or DNA injury, causes less than 1% of all birth defects because we're all hyper aware of the dangers and we avoid it like bubonic plague. Nutritional studies in animals and cell cultures have demonstrated that trisomy or Down's syndrome can be created at will in the laboratory by preconception zinc deficiencies during the formation and development of the sperm and the egg. Did you get that, children? I'm gonna read that again so that you can understand that disease, these malformed babies, has a cause and effect relationship. And every one of these symptoms over here has a nutritional connection. Now listen to this. Zinc deficiency causes Down's syndrome. And it can be replicated, duplicated, and done over and over and over again in the laboratory. And there isn't a medical doctor in America that doesn't know that, or knows, or should have known that. They all go to college. What in the hell makes this guy Wallach so smart? Is this the only guy in America that knows this? Listen to this again. Nutritional studies, plural, nutritional studies in animals and cell cultures have demonstrated that Down syndrome can be created at will in the laboratory by preconception zinc deficiencies during the formation and the development of the sperm and the egg. These facts underscore the critical nutritional needs for sexually active men and women. And it only takes $40 worth of supplements a month before and during pregnancy to prevent Down's syndrome. And in addition to the human tragedy, it costs us $1 million to care for each Down's syndrome patient over their lifetime. $40 will prevent $1 million worth of problem. Now, I've seen some of these Down syndrome children, and it's a tragedy. See, once the child is born, there's no going back. No going back. So, if you have a child that has Down syndrome, that's it. The child's going to die with Down syndrome. The potential of that child is wasted. It's lost. Well, at least in this lifetime. The child, when he dies, comes back up in the resurrection. If you want to take a look at resurrections, go to Revelation 20. Three resurrections, first, second, and third. Of course, all you religious people are going to heaven because you've already got eternal life. But for us, Joe Sixpacks, truck drivers, and the rest of us mechanics, carpenters, plumbers, and electricians who do not have this eternal life, do not have immortal souls, we have to come up in a resurrection. Now, before that happens, you know, before you have a child, and the child is developmentally deficient, has ADHD, or turns out to be a sodomite or something else, why don't you think about nutrition in advance? You know, just wild new thought. Now, it's been clearly demonstrated in the laboratory animal, pet animal, and the agricultural industry that 98%, I'll underline that, 98% of all birth defects are not genetic in nature, but in fact are nutritional deficiencies of the egg, the embryo, and the fetus, and it can be prevented by preconception nutrition. Only 2% are genetic. 98% are nutritional. Now, it is true, that there is some genetic malfunctions. But boys and girls, those are very, very rare. Now, 5% of the babies born in America are born with birth defects. 5%, 1 out of 20. And every one of those is preventable. Well, maybe not every one. Maybe there's 1 or 2% max. 98% are preventable. Now, working with these facts instead of denying them, the animal industry has all but eliminated tragic and expensive birth defects. There are no insurance plans. There are no private or government funds that would cover the economic loss of a birth defect in a cow by supplying high-quality preconception and gestational nutrition to breeding animals. We can eliminate birth defects in our herds and flocks, and we do. A few pennies a day per animal worth of essential vitamins and minerals has virtually eliminated hydrocephalus, cerebral palsy, spina bifida, Down syndrome, heart defects, cleft lip, cleft palate, muscular dystrophy, cystic fibrosis, hernias, limb and digit defects from their breeding colonies. To understand how the developing embryo are so dependent upon a proper and adequate supply of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and fatty acids, we have to appreciate that embryonic tissue develops faster physically and biochemically than the most aggressive cancer cells. This rate of growth and development requires dizzying amounts of essential nutrients to complete certain biochemical and tissue maneuvers on time. The train only passes by once, and if it's missed, there's no going back, and the child will be born with one or more biochemical, physical, mental, or emotional defects. We always try to impress upon young women, here at our school anyway, that before you're pregnant, you want to be nutritionally adequate, and then while you're pregnant, you want to be nutritionally adequate, and while you're pregnant, you don't want to be drinking alcohol, smoking cigarettes, or ingesting drugs. Now, let me pass a little something on to you. And our daughter here, when she was born, she came from a crack mother. Her mother was on crack cocaine for the whole 9 months of her pregnancy. And prior to that, you can rest assured that she was on drugs and she was not concerned with any nutritional regimen. If that girl, if there was ever a child that should have been born with a birth defect or a nutritional deficiency, it's that one. If there's ever a child that should have been born as a crack baby and ended up in institutionalized, it's that one. So my wife, right after birth, put the child on barley green. Barley green. Because before the folds in the brain lock in, you can put nutrition into the child's brain in the form of barley green. And she did that. And that child is as smart as a whip. Now, you're not going to overcome Down syndrome with barley green, but there are mental defects you can. But you got to get them in the first 90 days. That means when that baby is born, you start them on barley green. That doesn't mean that you don't give them milk, girls. It means that you supplement it with barley green. Just thought I'd share that with you because a lady by the name of Ann Wigmore pioneered that in what's called wheatgrass. In grass shoots, barley, wheat, rye, oats, etc., as it's growing up, it is just loaded with minerals, loaded with nutrients. So what they do is they cut it off when it's about 6 inches high, you know, about 4 to 6 inches, cut it off. And those of you that go to the health food store, you probably see them doing this and have them stick it into your carrot drink or your carrot juice or pineapple juice or something. And what you do is you juice it, and then you drink it. Now, of course, health food people, you know, they're pretty well attuned to this thing of nutrition. The average Joe six-pack, I mean, the average 15, 16, 18-year-old girl, you know, who's out here sexually active and playing around, she hasn't got a clue. She doesn't know what the hell she's doing. And neither do her parents, or she would be better trained and she wouldn't be out fooling around. But then that's another story for another day. Hey, I got to give you a little reminder here that you're listening to the Law Hour, an editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, the Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States, worldwide over the internet. If you'd like more information about the law school and the Law Hour, please go to our website at georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. Now, the law school teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy and procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law from the scriptural perspective. The law school is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school, and it is open to individuals but by prearrangement. The law school conducts a homeschooling program for adults on compact disc. Now, for more information, just go to our homeschooling page on our website at georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. The Law Hour website is updated every week. It has a radio log schedule and archives, and that can be accessed through the webpage. The Law Hour is carried worldwide over the internet, and all of these Law Hour programs are archived on the internet by title and date. The Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. Now remember, the Law Hour brings you timely reports on law, science, education, politics, religion, health, history, economics, news, and current events 7 days a week. The Law School offers a free 4-hour introductory CD package. To order yours, please call us at the Law School. Numbers 417-273-4967. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, the sources of information that we use on this program are true, accurate, and correct to the best of our knowledge and belief, and the Law Hour and Editorial Review gives credit to those authors and publications that we use on this program. And we often endorse and recommend books, periodicals, papers, and newsletters to our listeners. These endorsements or recommendations that we give do not mean that the authors or publications that we endorse or recommend are going to reciprocate. Most of these authors and publications that we cite on the Law Hour are political, religious, economic, sectarian, racial, or ethnic partisans whose viewpoint is not necessarily endorsed by the Law Hour and Editorial Review, at least in its entirety. The opinions, beliefs, comments, views, and expressions that you hear on this program are mine and mine alone. They don't necessarily represent the beliefs and opinions of the advertisers, sponsors, management, or the staff of this network or local radio station. So if you'd like more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, please go to our website. Remember, that's georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org, or you can call us direct at 417-273-4967. Reviewing the book here called Rare Earths and Forbidden Cures. The other day, I told you that I didn't know what the book cost. I bought it years ago. Just looking at the book and having bought books of similar size, it's paperback. 8.5 by 11, I think. It's big volume, 500 pages in length. My guess would be that it's $30, $30 paperback. If it cost you $100, it would be well worth the $100. If it cost you $150, I think I'd look around and see if I couldn't buy it a little cheaper than $150. But for $100, if you go to a used bookstore and a guy says, I want $100 for that book, and you pay $100 and next week you find out you could have bought it for $29.95, don't feel bad about it at all. And that's because just this one story on page 141 that deals with Down syndrome being a zinc deficiency is worth $100 to me. Just that one item. Now there's 90 of these essential nutrients. 90. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, I think he said, and then there's three something else, for a total of 90. If you take those 90 nutrients and you take any one of those away, there will be a symptom. You're going to have a symptom. In some cases, the symptom's not too bad. I got a buddy that had a cleft palate. We used to call those kids hair lip. Hey, hair lip! You know, remember that when you're in school? Well, it's politically incorrect, and old David was a hell of a nice guy, but he was born with a hair lip, and it was a little unsightly, not abnormally so. They did a pretty good job of sewing him back up, correcting the deficiency. But that hair lip is the result of his mother's nutritional deficiency prior to pregnancy or during pregnancy, which could have been avoided had she known. Now, most of these birth defects, and here in the United States, now remember, it's 5% of babies born have a birth defect. That's 1 in 20. 98% of those are preventable. Probably 100% of them are preventable, but 98% for sure because they're nutritional. And he says a few pennies a day per animal. Now, you know, I spend money on buying salt licks. And they've got minerals in them. Those are called mineral blocks. And I put them out for all my livestock. I don't have any birth defects. I've been here 23 years and haven't had one yet. But I could create birth defects in my livestock. I could prevent spontaneous abortion, or I could create these birth defects in my livestock by denying the cattle essential minerals. I don't want to do that, so I go out and spend a little money. About every 3 or 4 months, I'll buy 6 salt blocks. I'd say about every 3 or 4 or 5 months. I don't know exactly, but when I see that they're licked down, I buy another one. I stick another one out there for the stock. And when they wear out and they're gone, the cattle will go over to where the salt block was on the ground, and they will lick the dirt. They'll lick the salt right out of the dirt. It's what we call pica. There was a chapter in here called pica. Now, the book that we're reviewing here is called Rare Earths and Forbidden Cures. Now, if the medical profession ever finds out that I was on the air and I said that Down syndrome is caused by a zinc deficiency, they're going to be just mad as hell. Mad as hell. There isn't a medical doctor in America that doesn't know that Down syndrome is caused by zinc deficiency, or should have known. Now, he might be that ignorant. But boys and girls, I'm a crummy plumber, and I know what causes Down syndrome, and now you do, don't you? And the guy that reveals it is Joel Wallach. And he's a veterinarian. He says, we can replicate this in the laboratory. Furthermore, we can replicate cleft palates. You want to develop hair lips in foxes? He's got a section in here with the pictures of the foxes that they created hair lips in. Cleft palates. And they do that so that they can experiment and they can prove that this is what causes it. Now, the medical doctor should be telling you, you know, your pediatrician should be advising you as to what causes these birth defects. But, you know, if you happen to have one of these birth defects, that's worth a lot of money to that pediatrician. You know that? Now, somebody's going to write me a letter and say, my God, Gordon, you don't mean to say that pediatricians would keep this information so that they could cause or create a birth defect. Boys and girls, Mercedes, Twin Beaches, and inboard power motorboats cost a lot of money. And they're not paid for with $40 a month supplements. They're paid for with $100,000, $200,000, $500,000 bypass surgeries and Siamese twin separations and things like that. I mean, that just creates a hell of a lot of revenue stream. And yes, I'm going to suggest it, and yes, I'm going to tell you that that's the way that game's played. And that's because if I was a medical doctor, that's the way I'd play the game. You know, it's nothing personal. It's just business. Just business. That's where the money's at. Remember, this guy's name is Joel Wallach. The book is called Rare Earths and Forbidden Cures. You can probably get a copy if you just wrote to P.O. Box 1222, Benita, California, 91908. P.O. Box 1222, Benita, B-O-N-I-T-A, California, 91908. He's got a phone out there. It's 1-800-755-4656. Again, that's 1-800-755-4656. And he sells a vitamin mineral supplement program. I think it's 57 cents a day, 58 cents a day. I have to ask my wife what the hell it costs, I guess, but it's just pennies a day. Let's suppose it costs you a buck a day. It's under a dollar, but let's suppose that's $365 a year. There's you and your wife, that's two, times two. It's going to cost you $730. Okay, you got two kids. So let's go times two. That's $1,460. Okay. For $1,500 a year, you can eliminate health insurance. $1,500 a year will eliminate health insurance that you're paying $9,200 a year for now. And you're glad to have it, and you're thinking nothing about it. Now listen, if you're going to have a zinc deficiency, and you're going to run the risk of a Down syndrome child, you need health insurance. I don't deny that. If you're not going to eat properly and you're going to have nutritional deficiencies and birth defects, cancer, cystic fibrosis, muscular dystrophy, Parkinson's disease, let me recommend health insurance. You need it. No doubt in my mind. Now, I took a look at this problem some years back, and I said, you know, I don't want cystic fibrosis, and I don't want Parkinson's disease, and I don't want cancer and heart attack, and I don't want a Roto-Rooter job. So I think I'm going to be real concerned about my health and nutrition. I got onto that some years back. It's worked like a shot. Let me recommend it. I'm going to recommend health and nutrition. Genetic engineers refer to the essential mineral cofactors as metal fingers, which are required to activate genes. In the absence of the appropriate metal fingers, DNA and genes are powerless. The awesome zinc requirements, that is metal fingers, this is zinc, alone, of the embryo for DNA RNA replication and as a cofactor for enzyme activity is reflected in the fact that just about every physical defect described in man can be produced by an embryonic zinc deficiency. For example, spina bifida is a well-known embryonic result of a folic acid deficiency, and yet folic acid supplementation only prevents 50% of this defect. The other 50%, remember we're talking about spinal bifida, the other 50% is preventable by zinc supplementation. Two causes for spinal bifida: zinc deficiency, and the other is a folic acid deficiency. And here's the key. You can go into the laboratory and you can take a rat and just deny them zinc and then take a look at the results. You can document and you can demonstrate these deficiencies in animals. And medical doctors who go to college and get degrees after their names, they read books and they study this same stuff that this Dr. Joel Wallach does. Has studied, and Wallach is spilling the beans on the medical profession by printing or publishing this book, and I'm spilling the beans by publicizing it. Now, 300 million people live here in the United States, and these 300 million people are just as dumb as a box of rocks when it comes to the causes of disease. They don't know, and frankly, they don't care. Now, there is a cadre of people in the United States that do care. About 12% of us care. 12% of us are concerned about this. Now, you take 300 times 0.12, and that's about 36 million people. So 36 million of us here in America are concerned about, and I would guess that probably 12% of you Australians and New Zealanders and 12% of you South Africans and 12% of you Koreans are interested in health, if that's what it is here in the United States. So rather than run the risk of these birth defects or run the risk of cancer, heart disease, stroke, and etc., why don't you take the time, educate yourself, and get a copy of this book, because he covers every single vitamin and mineral deficiency in this book. Every one of them. And documents it. And I'm just hitting the tip of the iceberg. I just picked out three or four metals here, just three or four of these nutrients, and said, well, look what this causes. I don't know how many people get Down syndrome. It's not very many. Not very many. When you take a look at the number of people born as 1 in 100 or 1 in 50 or something like that. But boys and girls, it's for $40 a month for 9 months. Here's the way you can prevent this. Spend $40 a month times 9. For $360, ladies, you can eliminate that. In fact, not just Down syndrome, you can eliminate every birth defect for $40 a month. Now, that's about $1.25 a day, isn't it? Something like that. The animal industry has eliminated birth defects in animals, not out of altruistic reasons either, but rather to enhance profitability. We do it for money. If a cow has a calf with a birth defect, the cost of feeding and maintaining the cow for a year is a financial loss, as well as the loss of the profits from the projected sale of the calf. There are no insurance companies, private or government payoffs, no major medical or hospitalization, no Medicare, no Blue Cross Blue Shield to cover these losses. So a farmer, a husbandryman, the rancher must bear the financial burden alone. To reduce his risk of financial loss, the animal husbandryman has learned that it is simply cheaper to reduce his risk of financial loss from birth defects by supplementing with vitamins and minerals, amino acids, and essential fatty acids in the form of preconception nutrition. I have salt blocks out there for my cows year-round. 365 days a year. If I walked out there and I saw that there was no mineral block out there, I'd go to town and buy one today. I never let my cows go without water, never let them go without feed, never let them go without mineral. Been here 23 years on this place, never had a birth defect. Now, the clinical realities are that few nutritional deficiencies occur in the pure state. In other words, if you can see one deficiency, the odds are there are really hundreds of them out there. And this is why hundreds of thousands of American children are born each year with catastrophic, tragic, family-rendering birth defects and multiple birth defects, not as a result of a bad throw of the dice or genetic problems, a genetic tragedy, but rather from the prenatal vitamin allopathic attitude, which says, I'll only take vitamins and minerals after my doctor tells me, after I'm pregnant, and then only if the government has a program that'll pay for it. Well, okay, ladies. Don't let me get in the way of your happiness and success. But every time you have a baby, the odds are 5%, 1 in 20, that it's going to have a birth defect. Then look at the costs that it's going to cost you. Look at the family tragedy that this is going to be for you for the rest of your life. And now you're going to be saddled with the knowledge that it could have been prevented. Could have been prevented for a few pennies a day. Many women who have had multiple pregnancies know the ropes of pregnancy and the OBGYN process, so they often wait 3 or 4 months into their pregnancy before seeking obstetrical help from midwives, naturopathic physicians, or in the case of Oregon, chiropractors can deliver babies too, and nutritional programs to save money. Now remember that the embryo has become a fully formed human at the end of 90 days. That first 90 days, lady, is pretty critical. That's not the time to be penny pinching and trying to save money. In fact, it could well be that by the time that 90 days is expired, the die is already cast for that child. You should have been thinking about this before conception. A year before conception, you should have been loading up on vitamins and minerals. Now remember, the embryo has become a fully formed human in 90 days of gestational age, the brain, spinal cord, and heart from the first 28 days of pregnancy, and all of the prenatal vitamins and minerals taken after that critical period will not correct any already created birth defect. So if the birth defect is there in the first 90 days, lady, nothing you're going to do from that point on is going to change it. Furthermore, and if the birth defect is there in the first 90 days, it probably was caused prior to conception. You want to be thinking about this baby a year before you get pregnant, so that the eggs are perfect and the sperm is perfect, boys. It's kind of like Humpty Dumpty, where all of the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Frequently, identical twins fall to completely separate, or they fail to completely separate, and they're joined somewhere along their midline, head to head, chest to chest, abdomen to abdomen, pelvis to pelvis. This tragic congenital defect of incomplete division of the embryo is 100% preventable for $50 worth of preconception vitamins and minerals per month for 3 months prior to conception and each month during pregnancy. $50 worth of preconception vitamins and minerals per month would eliminate that. Now, it doesn't happen very often to start with. I don't know if it's 1 in a million or something like that. But every time it does, it makes the news, and we see that. And I want you to note this. I want to point this out. Notice Wallach says they're 100% preventable. It's always caused by nutritional deficiency. Siamese twins, nutritional deficiency. A failure to follow the basic preconception nutrition philosophy has a high risk of being very costly in terms of unnecessary human misery as well as dollar cost. Twin girls, Angela and Amy Lakeberg, were born in Indiana in June of 1993. They were joined at the chest and shared a single, severely defective heart and a single liver. Following separation, the one twin, Amy, was sacrificed in order to save the other one, Angela. Had to sacrifice one to save the other. After 11 months and 19 days, the surviving Lakeberg twin Angela died. The medical cost for this attempt to fix what could have been prevented for $40 was $1 million to taxpayers, $600,000 extracted from the taxpayers of Indiana alone. Cost $1 million for a total failure, which could have been fixed for $40. Now, it's a tragedy when these twins are born conjoined, and we all sit here and we say, oh, my God, and we got to do something about that. But instead of trying to repair Humpty Dumpty, why don't we get our act together and why don't we prevent it? Now, go back to Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28, and God told you, he said that none of that will happen if you practice the law. Practicing the law of God includes diet. Don't eat unclean meat. Do eat vitamins and minerals. Do eat good food. Do not eat, and remember Leviticus 19:19, don't eat hybridized foods. Don't eat GMO food. Don't eat irradiated food from Hawaii. You know, if you want to eat this irradiated food, these hybridized seeds and GMO, ultra-scientific agricultural products, well, then you can expect birth defects because they're nutritionally deficient. That's how simple that is. All right, now I'm almost out of time, so let me give you a last reminder here that this guy's name is Joel, J-O-E-L, Wallach. Calls himself Wellness Lifestyles, P.O. Box 1222, Benita, California, 91908. That's P.O. Box 1222, Benita, B-O-N-I-T-A, California, 91908. Got a phone number out there, too. Phone number is 1-800-755-4656. Again, that's 1-800-755-4656. If you paid $100 for that book right there that I'm peddling here today, Rare Earths and Forbidden Cures, you paid $100 for it. Just that one chapter, Chapter 7, on genetics alone would be worth $100 if only the one factor that you found out from the whole book was zinc deficiency causes Down syndrome. I say that's worth $100. But he goes a step further than that and gives you the cause and effect relationship for all 90 of them. Can you believe that? He sit there and tell you what vitamin B6 deficiency is going to do to you, what vitamin C deficiency is going to do to you, what a zinc deficiency is going to do. Here's the outcome. Here's the way this is going to come out. And then I say that for $100. And I don't think the book costs that. I think it's probably more like about $30. So why don't you call the guy and ask him, what's the price of your book? And if you can't get one, then go to your local bookstore, used bookstore. Tell them it's Rare Earths by Dr. Joel D. Wallach. See if you can get a copy of it. All right, we're about out of time, so I'm going to have to remind you that you're listening to The Law Hour, an editorial review, sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States, worldwide, over the Internet. If you'd like more information about the Law School and the Law Hour, please go to our website. Remember, that's georgegordon.org. Now, the Law School is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school that is open to individuals, but by prearrangement, and the Law School conducts a homeschooling program for adults on compact disc. If you'd like more information, just go to that homeschooling site. Remember, georgegordon.org. The Law School is carried worldwide over the Internet, and all of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date, and the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. Time's up. I got to leave it right there. We'll see you back here tomorrow night. Same time, same station. God willing, of course. So until then, thanks for listening, and good night, friends.